This is the Don and Mike Show.
I tell you something, Wiggy. It is not easy being alcalde, even in the best of times. And now especially with this Zorro.
Oh, yes, Zorro. We've heard about him, Santa Barbara. Someone's even written the nastiest little poem about him.
Hey. Well, if it's nasty, I'll tell you something, Wiggy. I'd love to hear it.
Well, Al, if you insist.
I do.
It's called Ode to a Bandit. His clothes are bold, his mind uncanny. Give him your gold, or he'll whip your bandit.
Thank you.
The Don and Mike Show.
At Zorro the Gay Blade.
Zorro.
I love Zorro the Gay Blade.
2 bits, 4 bits, 6 bits a peso. All for Zorro. Stand up and say so.
He's a fag.
On the cusp of entertainment. The Don and Mike Show.
Very close on the cusp. Tomorrow's our big Valentine's Day show. As I mentioned, starring Super Dave. Valentine's Dave.
Right.
Will be, on, he'll be here for tomorrow's show. There is someone who has a love message for someone in the studio. His name is Daniel Radcliffe. He's the young man who plays Harry Potter.
Yes.
I don't have
very
time to,
famous.
I don't have time to explain to you why it's done like this. Just go with the flow.
All right.
Hi. How you doing, boy?
Please call me by my stage name.
Hi, Harry.
Harry Potter. Harry Potter here, and I've come fresh from my new show. I'm nude.
Oh.
Now,
look at me. Totally and completely Jay Bird naked.
Yeah.
Hi, how are you?
You were in the headlines recently that...
Headlines, you, get it?
The lovable, bespectacled...
I'm Harry Potter all grown up.
Little boy, you're a man now.
Now, I've got a stage show where I do a very full frontal nude scene. Very excited about that. Hello, Rob.
Oh, hi.
Harry Potter here.
I know.
Glad to see you.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day. Happy VD. How's your trouble down there? Still sore?
Yeah.
Can I say on behalf of the entire Potter family, so sorry. I feel somehow responsible.
I was going to say, you're not entirely blameless in this.
Might have been after our last little get-together.
You remember?
I'm so excited to be here, but I know we won't be able to have the same kind of fun we had last time.
It's fun. Do you remember
after
the last
our little
one?
Trip to the Sizzler, and then we played hide-and-seek. I'd hide, and Rob would seek.
I remember the Sizzler.
Yeah.
But I don't remember the rest of it.
That's because I put something a little stronger than absinthe. In your diet, cherry coke.
Well, now, and I do feel the need to explain, of course, this is the theme to MASH.
Ah, Harry Potter.
Harry Morgan is the guy that was on
How
MASH.
About those books?
Harry,
some of my hotcakes,
Harry
aren't
Morgan
they?
Morgan kind of sounds...
Jesus no, Christ.
He played Colonel Potter.
He played Colonel Potter.
Right.
And you put the two together, Harry Morgan and Colonel Potter, you get
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter.
Right. Well, Don, I've come by especially in honor of Valentine's Day, and of course... Daniel Radcliffe is nude on stage, and then I did the gay joke with Rob, but I came by with some lovely Valentine's Day treats that you can get on my very special Harry Potter website.
All right, Harry,
aren't
what are
you
doing?
Excited? Here, why don't you bring those home to Mama?
I don't want these.
Harry
what is
Potter's
that?
Chocolate polyps.
Oh.
Yep, they melt in your mouth. It's a very simple truffle with a little buttercream on the outside.
I don't want that.
You don't want those? How I about don't... some Harry Potter heart-shaped hair pendants? Made out of my own Harry Potter hair. When I did my nude scene on Broadway, I had to shave all my body hair, and then I knitted some heart-shaped pendants that you can give that special someone. I've only managed to get two. Would you like a world exclusive?
Did I tell you how
yeah.
excited Rob was when he saw your picture in the newspaper?
All excited because I was naked.
Shirtless.
It's all for the show. It's all for
right.
the play. You see, the play's the thing. That's why I decided when they said, Daniel, or Harry Potter, take your clothes off. Let them hit the floor. I said, no problem whatsoever. And then I said, well, what about my Valentine's Day gifts that I'm bringing by the Don and Mike show? Would you like to give that special someone my very special Harry Potter Kahlua-gram?
Oh,
your what?
Oh.
My Harry Potter Kahlua-gram.
What's a Kahlua-gram?
I come to your house and we make White Russians. Yeah, big fun.
Huh.
We make them in our own special way.
I bet you make your own milk?
I make my own milk. I do. I'm good that way. No. I'm staking. No, don't laugh, Rob.
Oh,
this is serious business.
I know.
What Harry Potter does is I make my own milk. I do it very carefully by taking a series of very special hormone shots each and every day. And then after 3 or 4 months, I begin to lactate. So I can make my very special white Russian, and I come to your house and go, Happy Valentine's Day! Here's the Kahlua, here's the milk. Are you ready to have a nice white Russian?
How long has it been since you've been with Rob?
Well, the last time I was here, and then Rob scheduled me to come by on the show about a month ago, and unfortunately, he was down in the mouth for some reason, and I said, when can I come by? He said, you can't come by. He said, why? He said, because I've got ulcerative colitis.
He does.
I said, ew.
Yeah, true.
Don't want to be there. Don't want to be there while you're dealing with that. Ooh. You notice I'm wearing now, it's a little chilly in here, I put on my lactation cloak. Three. And my very special lactating wand.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
oh,
this one sprays on command. Very exciting.
Don't you say, like, hobgoblins or something like that in your
ooh,
books?
Fiddly-dee. Fiddly-dee. Bubble, bubble, boil in trouble and all that scary crap. I've grown past that. Don't think of me as that young boy, even though I refer to myself as Harry Potter. Don't think of me as that. Think of me as a mature, aging actor. That's what I want you to think of me as. And how about this? A Harry Potter sampler. Do you want number one or number two? Come on now. Gosh, it's quiet in here.
No, I'm
hi,
just,
how's everybody doing?
We're frightened.
How about a Harry Potter colonic irrigation? To good health, everyone.
Maybe it could have helped me.
Very exciting. And my new sex movie, Look Who's All Grown Up.
Oh,
it's me, Harry Potter.
Harry?
Yes.
When
I'm
you,
here, Don.
What?
I'm over here. I'm over here now. Yes, Don, what can I do for you?
When you're on stage.
Uh-huh. When I'm on stage, I'm free.
Yes.
Oh, you brought up the picture.
Nude. A photo now, from Equus. You're
if you'll
friend.
Notice, I'm almost all nude. Equus. And I'd like to say that's a wonderful play about a horse. Unfortunately, we had to put Barbaro down.
Yes, that is sad.
We were going for that star quality.
You'd heard
unfortunately,
that.
He had a bad hoof.
Look at that picture. Look at how tight and ripped you are.
That's me. I've been doing sit-ups. I do 3,000 a day. 3,000 sit-ups a day,
that's
each
a
and every day. And then I do crunches after that. I do. And I don't eat a thing. All I eat is an apple slice and a little teaspoon of peanut butter the entire day. And if I feel too full, uh-huh. I stick a feather down my throat. That's how I keep that incredible body. And I'm ripped. Of course, my biceps aren't what they should be. I'm trying to get them to be a little more muscular, too.
Yes.
But I want to have a Peter Pan waif-like quality to me. That's what I'm going for in the Radcliffe era.
Uh-huh. How's your hip?
My hip is bad. A third replacement.
No kidding.
3 hip replacements.
Wow. Are you still
it's confusing because I sound like an old man, but I'm a young, nude boy.
Are you still suffering from Hogwarts?
Hogwarts, very, very bad, especially where you don't like to look, if you know what I mean.
Oh. I never did like to
look. At one point, they were so bad, I was actually dragging myself along the floor like a dog.
On the carpet?
Very nasty situation.
Speaking of asses. Hey,
yes.
Rob?
Yeah.
Do me a favor?
Sure.
Would you just turn around for a second?
Oh, do I have to?
Please.
This is so awkward.
Just turn around and present.
Look at the thing on the wall.
Oh. Can I speak seriously? May I?
Can you?
May I speak seriously?
Can you?
Yeah.
Can I tell you something, friend?
Yes.
All the disease in the world.
Yes.
All the disease in the world
yes.
won't make that any less attractive to me.
Not even the irritation?
I congratulate you on a fine presentation.
Thank you.
Can you do it again for me? One more time, please.
Do I have to?
Turn yes. to the south. Please. Turn to the south.
It would make Harry.
Atta boy. Oh, I love it when you bend your knees.
Yeah, sure.
That's a good boy. That's my boy.
You know what?
That's good. Way to internalize your pressure, son.
I remember you saying that some of that evening is coming back to me.
There
now.
You go. Uh-huh. Well, when you came to, you were a little upset, but I didn't give you that problem you had. That's your diet. Modify that.
Well,
more fiber. Eat some granola bars, for Christ's sake.
Ironically, less fiber.
Now, what I'd like you to do is go on the Daniel Radcliffe diet, and so maybe you can get abs that look like his. Be like me, Harry Potter, pasty white, and abs of steel.
Do you think I need more dairy?
I think you need to turn around one more time. Just once more. I won't make you do it again. I swear to God, Oh. Oh. Yeah. Sweetness. That's my Hershey Kiss.
Yeah.
Right there.
Sure.
Absolutely. Man, oh, man, that's better than Russell Stover.
We're not going out tonight. No.
I'd love to see you, Russell Stover.
You would?
Yeah. Sure. You're not going to come back to the hotel?
No.
I'm staying at the Comfort Suites.
Again?
I like the name. Yeah. Not real fancy, but I like the name. Comfort Suites. That's why I like staying in a hotel in the first place. I
thought the name was inappropriate for you.
I just like it when you turn around. Well, I like that big CBS lanyard you have hanging out of your pocket, too.
Would you like to tuck my lanyard?
Oh, boy. Eddie Bauer's dressed you well today.
Yes, I'm going to back away now.
Good stuff. So long.
Bye.
Don't need to back up.
Yes, I do.
Mmm, tasty morsels abound. Harry Potter here. Happy Valentine's Day. To you and yours. Looking forward to the big evening.
Sure.
Thanks so much. Gotta run. Wish I could stay longer. Rob?
Yes?
I'll send a car for you at the conclusion of the broadcast.
All right.
Please. And when you get into that cab, back in. So long, suckers.
There he goes. Harry Potter.
Very strange. It's a young boy. I don't understand why he sounds like a
magical moment. When
sounds
he,
like an old man.
He's matured so much.
He sees Rob's ass.
Yes, he loves it.
And he gets real serious like.
Seems to go down real serious like, Elvis. Then one slap. Then a backhand.
Then another.
And another.
Well, thank you, Harold.
Harold Potter.
Yeah.
And thank you, Buzz, for pulling that thing up on the intro net.
Certainly.
That's almost total frontal nudity there. I guess if you pan down a little bit, you'd see a little more.
I'm not sure Buzz had to pull it up. That's his wallpaper.
My screensaver. Ever since right. AJ grew up.
Oh, hold on a second. News hour. News hour, for God's sakes. Buzz, do you have news about the weather?
I actually don't.
Yay!
I thought we wouldn't talk about the weather or Anna Nicole Smith. How's that?
Great. And if you take Bush out of the equation, I will be a huge fan of the entire newscast today.
It's a hat trick. No Bush either.
No.
No Bush.
Well, I meant George Bush.
Yeah, that's the one I meant.
The other Bush is okay.
Oh, there's it's a Bush-free newscast.
Well, there's a lot of that.
You know who else likes a Bush-free?
Hi. Thanks for opening the door again so I could pop back in. Ladies and gentlemen. Daniel Radcliffe here. Look at my wonderful abs. And Rob?
No.
Happy VD.
Unhappy. Unhappy.
He's wound up.
He's very excited.
Clearly.
I could listen to that all day. I really could.
Thank you. I'll be here till the end of the broadcast. Buzz, you've got me for the news.
Thank you. I'm excited about
that. Whoop-de-doo. Don and Mike to break. Jesus, press the button.
This is the Don and Mike Show.